We'll reconvene the Gage County Board of Equalization at 1:05 on the clock on July 10th, 2024. We're here for property valuation protests for the change and no change list. Patty, how would you like to begin?
Well, I guess we'll just kind of talk about how we do this. Generally, you swear them in, whoever wants to come up to the podium. All you have protests? Do you have protests? And no, you're just listening.
I'm here to observe.
Oh, that's fine. So we usually sign them in, and then you just take them as we sign in, and then go over what their testimony is, and then one of these guys that whoever had their card is talks about the protest.
So. Michelle, who is first?
Okay, we have Joseph Cooper.
Joseph, okay. So basically, I'll read what this is the...
Yeah, you can come up.
Ms. Milligan, I'll swear him in quick.
Okay.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
How much time are we doing?
Okay, look.
We'll start with 3 minutes. If you'll give your name and address for the record, please.
Joseph R. Cooper, Jr., 7203 South 12th Road, Cortland, Nebraska, 68331.
All right. And don't start your timer here. We'll have Ms. Milligan and her team go over what they have for Mr. Cooper.
Okay, so what I have here is a protest that was filed, and it's in Section 3566. It's an acreage, 4.98 acres. The current valuation is $341,195, and he's asking for $307,030. So each of you have a copy of that protest in front of you.
Yep.
And so if you want to go through testimony of why you feel that it should be at the 307, that's what you could do next. And then
the figure I came up with is not, it's just based on my own opinion, first of all. The 28% increase that you come up with, I thought that was a little steep. And so as a result, I kind of went through the place and listed things that would attract a future home buyer. So.
Yeah, we went out. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I'm Darrell Standard, and I met with you, and I recommended a lowering it to 277,869 based upon some structural problems and some concrete settling and problems that he has with his property. So we did go lower than what he was requesting based on what we observed at the property.
Mr. Standard, when you say 277,869, is that for land and buildings?
It's for all, both.
Mr. Cooper, would that be acceptable to you?
Yes, it would.
For evaluation?
Yeah.
Are there any questions from the board?
No, I listened to him. That was one of the ones I listened to, and I, you know, to me, he come with a credible information. Darrell's person went up, looked at it, and I guess that's where they come up with this figure. Okay, so.
Say I move to make the recommended changes.
Well, we already got it on our
you
change
sheet. On the change sheet
later.
Are you going to do all those at once?
He's on the change to this.
277,870. We can. We've done it both ways. If you want to wait until. I didn't know if all people are here, if we want to.
I think when you've done the motion is when you've made the change.
Okay.
What they had. It's up to you.
On our list, we have it listed as, 277,870. I don't see a change on that, but we'll wait till the end then and vote on all of those together today.
Oh. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, who is next?
Beverly Pleahall.
Should be two of you together.
Do we have copies of this?
Yes. Well, would you give your name and address for the record, please?
Beverly Jane Plehall, 13319 West Elm Road, DeWitt, Nebraska.
Would you please raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Milligan, do you want to go over?
Raise hand and I'll put you.
Hi, Lloyd.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good.
He's the same.
No, there's two.
Both of them.
Here's your set.
Thank you.
You bet.
And feel free to have a seat up here, too, Lloyd, if you want.
Pardon?
Feel free to have a seat up here if you'd rather.
I feel more comfortable down here. Well, you might ask me to do something if I get up there.
Try to have Lloyd sit here.
Well, can you hear me?
What's that?
He talks loud enough.
Yeah, he'll make it. He'll make it.
Okay, Ms. Milligan, do you want to get started, or Mr. Dickinson?
Sure.
Beverly J. Plehall, Section 3155, current valuation 861,420, requested 806,555. This is in Section 3155, 156.80. And basically, I think it's about land, isn't it, Lloyd, basically?
It's center pivot irrigated, yeah.
Correct.
And she does have another one, too, but I'll let you go with the one that's parcel 00224400 first. We are at 71% on the ag land.
Lloyd, do you want to go through your workup with us?
Sure. What I did was found three center pivot sales. The first one was that I used was sold in March, or closed in March 2022. Jim Block bought it, and that's in Section 3055. The subject's in Section 3155. That brought inventory down at $11,052 an acre. The next one was Olson, north of Holmesville, Section 237. And that inventory is at $10,011 an acre. And then finally, the Carson Center Pivot west of Pickerel has a real poor well and pumps into a pond and pumps out of the pond to the pivot. And that inventory is at $7,531 an acre. When you take Ms. Plehall's ground assessment at $854 divided by 71%, that would equal $7,679 an acre. So I suggest that there's no change warranted.
Ms. Plehall, would you give us your side of this?
Okay. Well, this property is divided in half. There's a southeast part and there's a southwest part. And last year, Both parts increased $14,000 each. This year, one of them increased $180,000, and the other one increased $155,000. So I don't understand how come last year they were even amounts for both sides of that property, and this year there's such a discrepancy? I am not protesting what I live on, because that was a reasonable increase in that land. But I felt like these two properties were an awfully big increase, especially when I inherited my mom's ground and I got her valuations from Saline County, and one of them did not increase even $1 in valuation. The other one, which both of them were pivot irrigated, the other one increased only $4,000. So I thought, oh, this isn't too bad. Well, then I opened up these two parcels valuations, and I thought, wow, how can this be that there's such a discrepancy? In the right across the road from me, and Mr. Dickinson explained why that is. Well, we're talking across the road from me, but he's talking about ground in Pickerel and where was the other ones, but they're a long ways from me, and yet they're affecting my ground. It just doesn't seem fair. As a result, I asked...
You said they were $14,000 increases last year?
Mm-hmm. Both parts of that same ground. There's a southeast part and a southwest part, and they both have pivots on. And yet one increased $180,300 this year, and the other one $155,000. So that's why I'm asking for clarification on why that happened.
Lloyd, why the small increase last year and the large increase this year?
I can't explain last year, but this year the southwest quarter has Judson and Nottoway silt loam, and the southeast quarter does not have that soil type. That's a real good, both of those are real good soils and carry quite a bit of the higher assessment. And I remind you that Jim Block's sale was across the road.
So basically what we do is we have class 1 through 4 on every soil type, and then we do soil survey is done by the state. So everybody has different soils, like class 1 being the best, class 4 being, you know, like he explained mm-hmm. when he's talking about the soils. And then price per acre, I don't know, did you get an increase that was, I think I did 20 times, but so
I did not have that information, as I did not have that ground last year.
Lloyd, what's the price per acre on this one? Not the not the adjusted by 71%, but the...
That's what you said, it was that 76, I think.
76. Which quarter are you looking at?
I'm sorry, the protest number 46 that Patty had brought
okay.
up first. Yeah, protest number 46.
Is that the southeast part or the southwest part?
I got it.
I don't have the number.
He's asking for the
I'm sorry,
southwest
I
part,
too.
Beverly.
Okay.
65. That'd be, that's not right.
I come up with $5,452 an acre assessed value.
He was talking about with, I think you were talking, he was talking about the 71%.
Oh, after the indicated, what I call that is assessor market value, indicated market value, and that number is $7,679 an acre.
And your comparables range from that 75 to 11,000?
Yep.
What are the wells like on that ground?
Good. I think.
Yeah, they're good.
I would say good.
If those are good, and where are you located? I mean, just you're just on the county line?
Pretty close, between Jefferson, Saline, and Gage County, right off of Highway 103, a mile from Waldo's.
Okay. So this price is within $100 or so of... I'm familiar with the Karsten farm. It has a real slow well, and they have to pump to a pond. I don't know the lay of the land or anything there, but if those are similar and this has good water, I would imagine it'd be a higher price than $7,700 an acre myself. Comments from the board? Questions? But my question, and I'm sure this is what looks extremely odd to you, why did we have a small jump last year and then a very large jump this year? And I don't, sometimes properties get missed, I don't know if that's it. Well, no, Patty's saying no.
So we use a sales review. And so as Agland is selling, that's what he's got a sales book, we've got a sales book. It's price what people are paying for the properties. And so then we break that all down, and it's been approved by the state of Nebraska. It goes to the Turk board and everything. 1 year drops off. We use a 3-year sales period. 1 year drops off, and a new year comes on. So that's what determines every year what we have to go up. And so if people are out there paying more, and I think Lloyd's seen sales and stuff of irrigated, and so that's the rules of the state of Nebraska that the assessors have to abide by. So it's what people are paying. If I got Saline's, I know they have 3 market areas, I believe. So if I got their price per acre.
And she had said the value didn't move much in Saline, though. Do you know what the ground's valued at per acre in Saline?
No. Not right off the top of my head.
Mr. Swavely.
What you're asking, maybe I misunderstand this, but you're saying both properties were raised approximately the same amount of money last year, and this year one took a bigger jump than the other, and that's what you're asking, why?
Mm-hmm.
Difference in soils.
Well, and why it's such a huge jump, too. I haven't talked to anybody who had a $180,000 increase in their land. So I'm not protesting my other farm ground, but I am protesting this particular one.
Based on soils, and everybody that has that soil type has the same value on it based on sales.
So will this go up this price next year, too?
Possibly, because it depends what the market's going to do. I'm going to drop off the oldest year, and I'm going to bring on a new year.
Are prices climbing or dropping?
Oh, they're... they're steady to strong still. There is not very much ground on the market, and that supposedly brings up the price.
So I know this is assessment based on other sales.
Right.
Yeah.
What would you anticipate this ground selling for?
In the future, or now?
If it went on the open market now,
it would. It'd bring in $11,000, in my opinion, Beverly. I got to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a hard field to follow.
$10,000 for sure.
Ms. Pihl, the assessment rules are different than the appraisal. Big appraisals are fantastic when you're selling. High valuations aren't exactly good when you're holding. I wanted to ask Lloyd that because I'm trying to think of the area, and I guess in my mind, I would buy ground at this price in that area. That's why I want. But it's not about what it's necessarily worth. It's about what
it
other pieces have sold for, if that makes any sense at all.
Sort of.
there is a set of rules that they do have to follow when assessing the property, and it's very different than appraisal. I won't say it's very different, but it is different. There are different rules.
Very different.
Are there other questions from the board?
Well, I was just going to comment more just that, I mean, when she's talking about last 3 years of sales, well, in the last 3 years we had the, you know, corn prices were a lot higher. People were willing to pay more. And so that's why everything increases. I see it. I think I was just curious on, because I had looked through mine. Mine went up 240,000. So they all go up.
Okay. Well, thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for
taking I was hoping with the Beatrice 6 all paid for that it would be less this year, and it wasn't. So.
Well, the valuations really aren't affected by the Beatrice 6.
That's paid off, so the tax
rate's different. The valuation.
Yeah, our tax rate did go down for a couple of years.
The only thing, and maybe Patty can speak to this, is that what Beverly's got here, I mean, really, I don't think I'd say a whole lot about, because it looks like it's pretty fair value. I mean, even with the jump, because if you look back the last 3 years, I mean, you guys know I was in the ag sector out in that area, and I don't believe that ground would have sold for less than, I mean, it would have been more than that any of the last 5 years. So what I struggle with is how we had such a big jump, and it looks to me like it could jump again pretty easily. Why did we miss that? Did we miss these properties over the last few years that, you know, this looks like the valuation should have been higher over the last couple years?
It's a whole formula that you have to come down and you have to study, because basically I'm at 72%, 71, 72. That's the midpoint. That's a median level of value. So you take all your sales and you raise. It's not an average, it's a median where you hit in the middle. And Bob Toma does all my ag land. He's very meticulous and has done it for a number of years. And so basically, I'm not at 100% on anything in this county. Your houses are probably 95 this year. So the ag land with a variance of 69 to 75, we have to hit. You have dry land on this parcel. You have irrigated. You have grass. We have to hit all those in different it's kind of harder on a farm. And so when we're doing that 71, that is one particular statistic. That doesn't mean that there's some that are higher, some that are lower, and some that are right on. And that's the way mass appraisal works. You know, we can't be that perfect, and so we're within a range. That range was accepted by the state. It depends on our soil types. It depends on a lot of things. You know, quite honestly, she got a big jump. I don't know. I mean, if we took it to 75, then there's no leeway. I mean,
Patty, I think going along with what Mr. Lytle said, though, what I'm wondering is, why is this valued at 7,000 and not 11?
Because that's only one cell Lloyd's talking about. There's other cells that have irrigated that may not be at 12,000. It might have class 4 soils that might be at 8. A class 1 soil is the best soil you can get. Am I right on that, Lloyd?
Yes.
So, he has cells that are a lot lower than 12. He's just found one in her area that shows that she's...
Whoa. There aren't very many...
Irrigated.
Center pivot irrigated sales at this in the county. And so I chose sales that I thought were like her property. Oh, and she has a very good point that, for instance, that Holmesville sale is quite a ways away, but it's a center pivot auction sale. It's hard to pass it up.
And there's so many variables. There's people that are irrigating out of the river. There's people that are irrigating in different places, too, that don't have a good water type, but they still get charged the same. So there's a lot of things that are, in my opinion, very hard to... The system needs a lot of updates, but nobody's ever updated it from the state level.
Right. So my question, I don't doubt what Lloyd's did. I don't doubt what his numbers say right now. I don't doubt that. how does the system allow an 18% jump on her valuation where it didn't have, why didn't that jump come last year to a certain degree?
Well,
that's the question that
I'm asking. 3 years. So 1 year dropped off. I don't know, 3 years ago, we'd have to see if that was high or low. I mean, it gets into such deep, because there's other sales of irrigated land that might be 8,000, that might be 7,000, and she might, you know.
Well, that's kind of what I was trying to explain, was like what I was picturing, like, you know, 3 years of sales. Well, you're dropping off a year of sales where you had $3 corn, and the price of ground was not going very high because you couldn't afford it, right? It was lower, because I think Lloyd actually assessed ours at the time, and it is lower than what it would be assessed now because of the price of everything.
It was a little lower, but
but look what it is now.
But in theory,
Plea Hall's ground would have sold for $8,000 or better, even when corn was $2.76 there for that week.
Always depends how much the neighbor wants it.
The auctioneer would say you only need one buyer.
Well, the
two.
The
one to run him up.
The idea is that
that's
like
the
you.
Auctioneer's for it,
you. I mean, you want the value of your investment to increase. I want what we bought to increase in value, so that by the time I pay it off, especially with interest, that I'm got something when I'm done. But the theory is that, I'm trying more of explanation, is that everybody increases equally. So, yours has jumped, you saw mine jumped. But, like, if everybody's jumping equally, it's not necessarily going to affect your tax value. That's going to be set by our levy. Does that make sense? So the idea is that we're trying to make all of those equal. So if everybody equally jumps, then the value or the assessed, we would adjust accordingly with our levy for the taxes.
The problem is, though, if different agencies don't adjust and they leave it high, then that just increases the tax burden.
That's it. Well, yeah, we are one of what, five taxing entities. So I guess you have to talk to the other taxing entities. But
it's just not a. There's so many variables, and there's so many soil types. That a class one is going to be a lot different than a class four. I don't know how many acres of irrigated she had on there, but she might have some dry too.
But Lloyd didn't throw the book at it for price. I mean, we're on the comparables listed. We're near the bottom end.
Well, and like I said, if I would have taken, these are numbers. It's low, probably. I mean, chances are, fee appraisal will use what's taken place in the market right now in the last 6 months. We're talking 3 years back. So depending on what my market was 3 years ago, that old year dropped off, and then, you know. But I have, before this goes out, I have liaisons helping me. Bob, that has set these values for years and years. The Turk board looks at all these.
I'm not disputing them, but like Gary said, I could actually see this increasing again fairly substantially.
Absolutely.
Next year.
That's what it is. But and then people have got to adjust their cash rents if they're not renting high enough.
I mean, just to be completely straightforward with you, that would be, looking at this, that would be my anticipation, is some of these old prices, they have stabilized, but the prices have stabilized at a higher number, not at a lower number. We have had losses countywide in valuation as well. Right now we're not in that situation. And a lot of that's out of our control. It comes from decisions made in Washington, how they affect everything. We just see the end effect.
Decisions made in Lincoln also.
And in Lincoln. Lincoln and Lincoln and D.C. Is there any want to make a change to this valuation? I shouldn't say, is there any want. Does the board feel a need to make an adjustment in this valuation? I I don't see any. Ms. Hill, is there anyone else that would like to?
One more statement. Can I make that? Do you cash rent this?
I have on this list. I don't know if there's.
Okay.
I don't think. Is there? Would you want to check, Jen? Would you want to check see if there's anybody sitting in the hall just in case?
Do you anticipate another person, or has anyone indicated if they'll come?
Thank
today?
You. So I guess then you can move on with your.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Then we can go on with the
Should we wait?
I just
recess for a little bit.
Wonder why last year wasn't a little bit.
Usually everyone's
instead of both of them being the same last year.
They went up last year a lot.
Well, yeah.
We have to approve. Change and no change up to this point.
And the good quarter, the better quarter, 14,000.
Okay, because both her sheets both have the same number on them that she wrote down.
Yeah.
Okay, that answers my question.
That makes sense.
That answers my question. Yeah. Okay.
Change valuations. All right. Well, if no one else is here, we'll begin reading these into the record.
So you really don't. I mean, unless you guys, I guess you can stay. We can read them in real quick.
Unless someone else comes in to protest, I suppose we're really done with you all.
What's going on? Nobody's here.
If you need us, call.
Don't
we'll be down
stop complaining. Why are you complaining?
I'm afraid some of this.
What's going on?
Well, Annette used to be a little more welcoming. Jennifer's kind of been rough on these people.
That's
yeah, she got it.
I get that.
Easy this time.
Is that Jennifer 1 or Jennifer 2?
She gets broken easy. Daryl,
did you know that?
When are you going to meet in here again?
All right, I'll start reading the change list.
Have you guys met Jen? She's my new employee.
I have.
Yeah, I did.
Everybody, Emily has.
Jen and so
Jennifer.
I think
she
have.
Came in, right?
Yeah. Eddie hasn't. This is Jen, my new employee.
She's her guard. You can't get past her to get to her, okay? So.
Yeah. Unless you're sneaky.
Or she just lets you through.
2024 change list. Okay, parcel number 00459-3400. Barons, Jacob.
Thanks, guys.
2024 value.
We have to
502-310. 00445-3100. Bauman, Toby and Carrie. 325-695. 0120-26000. David N. Bruns, 110,000. 00136-1100. Burris Gary, 1,017,635. 00252400. Oh, thank you. Zero. Cooper Joseph Jr., 277,870. 00100329. Decker Lisa, 23,420. 00003710. Eisenhower Cody and Amanda, 511,500. 00512-4300 Flowing Springs, HOA.
We only have 138, which I don't know where.
7,975. 00119-4000 Floral Jerry, 420,460. 01301900 Fossler Richard, 18,700. 00613-4000 Higemeyer Fred.
You forgot a zero.
Zero. Higemeyer Fred, 705,605. 00035100 Halsey Larry, 305,745. 00557-00557810. Jorgens, Elizabeth Schotkowski.
Trust.
64,515. 01193100. Cujo, Jamie. 190,230. 0016120000. Leonard's, Casey. 377,790. 00582-1100. Little Billy. $173,345. 0060600. McClure A. Edward Cicely Slope, 1,502,365. 0044533300. Osterhaus Scott and Vicky, 287,530. 0064821000. Sims Joel and Key, 225,580. 0024020. Troxel, Turin and Stacy, $325,005. Withdrawn.
Okay, wait. We'll do the change and then we'll have to vote.
I'd ask for a motion to approve the change list as read.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to approve the change list as read. Please vote.
Oops. She's not turned on there.
5 in favor. Motion carries. Go to the withdrawn list. Parcel number 01398300. Carlos Rodriguez.
That one was withdrawn.
Withdrawn. 00601300. Daniel Pinkerton. Withdrawn. 00252411. Alan and Lori Matulka, withdrawn. 00252411. Dennis Kent, withdrawn. 01380100. Tamara Thatcher, withdrawn. I'd ask for a motion to approve the withdrawn list.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to approve the withdrawn list. As read, please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. Would anyone like to read the no change list?
You're doing a good job.
Thanks, because I have a job problem.
00138000. Burris Gary. 638-665, 01388-000, Burris Gary, 477-345, 01388-100, Burris Gary, 580-960, 01243200, Donner Jason, 787-20, 00037-9000, Drake Charles, 348-870, 01421600. Everett Gary, 84915. 0055780000. Fernanding Elizabeth Shotkowski Jurgens, 23850.
All right, now that you got that one out of the way, I'll read the rest of them if you want me to.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to?
Oh, feel free.
There okay. is one that I'm going to quickly say something about, and that's Casey Linners, which I disagree with this value, but I probably will just let it go and bring it back up next year.
That's on the change list.
That's done.
Yeah, we're Casey's on the change.
Sorry.
We approve that one.
Yeah.
It's already done. Jennifer pointed it out to me, but I thought it was on the note.
Does it need to go up or down? Let's leave it be then.
That's a shouse.
Oh, yeah, does it need changed?
Well, why was it lowered then? Because it was lowered.
Lloyd believes that it's a machine shed, and I know it's more than that.
It's a shouse.
Just let it go. We'll get it next year, and then we'll correct.
It'll be a big jump then.
It will be. You know what it looks like, don't you? It's a house that's in a machine shed, kind of.
Yeah, a shouse.
Mm-hmm. So look what it went to. So, but we can deal with it next year.
If you know it's wrong, though, should we change that?
Well, we called lumber yards and we argued for a long time, but he's the appraiser.
Well, we
already agreed to it in. I'm sorry. I thought it was on the no change
list. We started on the no change list. Why don't we finish reading these in, do this, and then we can come back and have that discussion.
If we know there's something wrong, we shouldn't leave it.
Well, the biggest problem is there's a difference of opinion.
Okay, let's finish the no change and you
okay.
Figure that one out.
01216500 Jurgens, Roger L. and Linda L. $106,635.
Wait. There's two Jurgens, Elizabeth Shotkowski. One's a trust and one's a Jurgens. You have to go up.
Fred.
You have to go to Fred Harrison.
Oh, I missed Fred Harrison. Yep, my bad. Went to the wrong one. Should have waited for you to do both of the Shotkowskis.
I did not know there was an additional one until I was on the wrong line.
All right, so 01153400 Harrison, Fred D., and Deanne M., $39,395. 00087-0100, Jurgens, Elizabeth Shotkowski, Trust E., $18,955. You want me to reread this other one, Don?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 01216500 Jurgens, Roger L. and Linda L., $106,635. 01280300 Jurgens, Roger L. and Linda L., $50,065. 01389000 Jurgens, Roger L. and Linda L., $57,955. 01011200 Jurgens, Roger L. and Linda L., $52,135. 00582100 Little, Billy, $302,345. 001725000 Little, Billy, $141,265. 141,265. 00173300 Little Billy, $134,745. 00147400 Novotny Ronald D, $921,705. 00224200 Plea Hall Beverly J, $986,535. 00224400 Plea Hall Beverly J, $861,420. 01406300 Thomas Mark D, $161,760. 01144800 Ultrich Janine M, $111,935. 0002870000 Watts Lewis C, $175,455. 0062670000 Watts Lewis C, $178,760. 00464710009 Wood Tim, $663,220.
Thank you, Mr. Lytle. I'd ask for a motion to approve the no change list as read.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion?
Which is the one that...
Please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Casey Linners.
It's on the change
list. On the change list.
Okay.
Linners Casey Property 00161200000 Valuation at 525,800. Requested 411,680. Dropped an additional 40 to 377,790. On this item, the assessor said we need to review this.
Josh is coming down. So basically, this is a, like, what do you call it, Shouse? Yeah.
Where is this located about?
Here. I would pass that around so they can look at it.
Right,
three bedrooms, two baths.
It's got three bedrooms, two baths.
You're kidding me.
I can't get the battery out, and I can't get that door to sleep.
And she called the Pickerel. Is it Pickerel Lumber Yard? It's at least $75 a square foot.
Finish.
$75 a square foot. This is at 38.
I know where it's at.
You've been in it?
Huh?
You've been in it.
side?
No. I have no reason to.
Three bedroom, two baths. So.
Heated, cooled.
I mean, these are the kinds
of. You know it's a two bedroom, three bath?
Three bedroom, two baths, eh?
Did I say that backwards?
Yeah.
I thought that was odd.
Three bathrooms just for two bedrooms?
Thought maybe one in like the living room or something.
So what does that calculate out to?
So well, he was only asking for
411.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So the 525.8, how did that come up originally?
That's what Josh put it probably in.
Yeah, so when Josh went and picked it up.
Is Josh coming
so
back
he put it at 525.8. How did we get from that to the 377 then?
Because Lloyd is your referee. And he lowered it.
So is Lloyd and Josh coming back so we can have a conversation? Or
we're not bringing Lloyd in here.
Did we tell the property owner that we were going to drop it to 377?
Lloyd probably called him, I'm assuming.
But we could call him and tell him that we overruled it. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do here. It's going to be two appraisers that are differing on, plus me and Jen that are going to be differing on.
Well, you're the assessor.
But if he feels like it's just a metal building, that could be the difference.
What it looks like from the outside.
Why is our referee under the impression that it's just a shop and not a house and a shop?
You did some talking to him. We just couldn't convince him that it's
that
different.
I don't know. Because it's Lloyd's opinion and he's right.
Did the property owner tell Lloyd that it's a...
That it's hard with him?
Yes.
The property owner told him it's a tin shed. So
he went out there. He just didn't get inside.
Who did?
Boy.
Oh.
But he didn't go inside to see the house part.
But he knows what's in it. We told him.
Yeah. Ah.
I mean, you know what it looks like, Eddie, right?
From the outside, it looks like a machine shed.
So.
But you know, it's... It might,
porch
but
it, on it like it.
It has a it has a garage it, door on it.
It has a porch.
It's got a porch on it. Well, yeah, just a door and three windows.
$38 a square foot isn't reasonable, in my opinion, for what it's got in it. $75.
The property owner told him that it's just a pole barn.
It's got a heat pump in it. I mean, come on.
It did not tell him that?
I don't know what the property owner exactly told him.
Let me see if Josh is down there. Is Josh down there? Josh,
is there a penalty for a person if they blatantly just misrepresent what?
I had lunch.
What's in the building?
If they tell you there's nothing in there and there is, now we got to be able to
I
prove
had ice
that.
Cream.
Right.
That's
you
the thing
did.
There. It had melted by the time I got here.
I've never been there. I don't know what's there, but.
You could have brought me a blazer and it wouldn't have melted that fast.
This has a porch on both sides.
Pretty good sized porch.
Aren't you relation to his somehow?
No.
Or through marriage? Isn't your wife
what?
Relation to his?
No.
What not at all?
Or what roads are this? Is this on? Is it close to you? Yeah. 2 miles west and a little bit south.
And you've never been in there?
What?
You've never been there?
Are you in all your neighbors'
houses?
Why would
houses? I want to be there?
Pretty much. What kind of neighbor are you?
Parties with all of his neighbors.
Josh, were you in the... Put
it this way. His hunting tactics suck.
Oh, really?
I don't know anything. I never got inside, if that's what you're asking.
Were you in on the protest when this was happening?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not doing any of the referee.
Is there any penalty if someone misrepresents their property dramatically?
Like, what do you mean misrepresents?
And his brother's work.
If they said it was a pole barn and it's a shouse, if they say it's an unfinished building and it's not?
I don't know that he's...
Well, no, I think he's the one that said it was a three-bedroom, two-bathroom.
Yeah, and on the permit downstairs with Lisa, I don't know how she has them filled out.
If he said that, though, is the $38 a foot... For a open building, then?
It would be for a machine shed, but this is
more like a machine shed that's heated. to me, that's about the cost, you know, with no interior finish.
But he told Lloyd that it was a three-bedroom?
Three-bedroom, two-bath is what he said.
Mm-hmm. So if he told Lloyd that...
It may be that this is going to keep happening because of what's going on in these machine sheds. And so you got to get your mindset
but,
in a
But if he
way.
Told him this...
I'd been a bad day. We all have them. But we brought it to his attention and we checked on some things. So I can, you know, I'm overruling it. I guess.
Well, it's your value. I mean, we're the Board of Equalization, but it's your assessment.
And so
we
Josh
have
others
is at $75, $78 a square foot.
What would that put the value at? Would that be back at the $525.8?
Probably. Pretty close.
1820 times 75. Yeah, that's just
living. Even him was the guy. I think it was asking for 411.
Yeah.
So why would you go to 378?
I think we give him the 411 if that's what he wanted.
I suppose the east half, the east part is probably shed. Because that whole thing ain't house.
No, I'm sure it is.
I set the value with Josh, so I have Josh on my side now. Because this year, we got to find something.
Well, it kind of shows it. It's got a...
I mean, maybe the west end is.
One day.
Well, there where the porch is, that's living area, that's shed.
I'm not
there
normal.
Where the porch is.
Only 24 by 40 is
Patty,
shed.
You had a... We just talked about this one earlier. You had Glenn's. They had that chouse, and then they built a house next to it south of me. What are they valued at on their chouse?
There's a chouse by
well,
there's
that
a chouse
was a
too.
Machine yeah. The whole question.
She's the one that wouldn't let them in.
That we lowered sense. That because she wouldn't let us. It was the upper part of that.
But still, what's that one valued at per foot? I mean, that would be, is that one at 75?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just saying that's another one right off the top of my head, but we should be about the same on chouses, I would think.
Here's the biggest thing is Marshall and Swift was just our pricing manual and a lot of those. Are they keeping up with the barn dominiums and all those things now? You know, we're getting all kinds of different things going on with sheds that used to be just sheds that we have to address. You know, washers and dryers and kitchens and all that.
What's that? There's a chouse just east of Claytonia, Brant's.
I had three sheds.
What was that, Josh?
What I've been doing with these metal buildings that are homes, I just run them as a single family. I just put them in as a low quality, and where it comes out. And it's coming out at...
So if you do that...
It looks like it comes out at about $98 a foot using their cost system.
Which some of these chouses are just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know.
But I'm just saying, if we've got one right there, we know the value of that. We've had it. It's been protested. We've moved it.
Well, this
it
one's
should
on
be about the
what,
same
township?
As. I don't care if they keep up or not, as long as we're the same on all of them.
Really? I know we have Pinkertons. That's in Barnston, somewhere, at like $78 a square foot.
What does that figure out to?
What's if we did it to 78,
oh,
Josh,
sorry.
Or 75,
I forgot I had
do you
sheet.
Know? Would it be at the 411 that we have?
I was waiting for somebody to say the footage, and it was sitting in front of me.
How many square foot's that? Well, they had it broke down two different ways.
1920.
Right?
I just didn't.
1920 is the finished part.
So that's 149,760 on that part. What's the unfinished?
24 by 40.
960 square foot is just.
Oops. It's another 33. What's the ground listed as?
Not even
680 for the ground. How much ground is there? How much?
78.
The only thing I think that was wrong was the house, though.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that was wrong. See how that building?
Oops.
This, the house east of Claytonia's square foot price is 96.
Is that just straight through, or that's counting the shop part and the living space?
I'm going to guess, well, it's counting through the whole thing. I've never been in it. I just know it's a house.
If we do it that way, $78 for the finished, $35 for the garage, and $296,680 for the land. That comes up to $480,040.
We have outbuildings too.
How much are the outbuildings?
$5,240. Oh yeah, there is another building.
Yeah, it's just a 70s pole building and a.
But he said the way he was doing it came out to 98 roughly. This one, when I did that one, it was 96. So I think you should probably be in the upper 90s on the square footage and an average on a Shouse.
That's what he said too.
No, he ran a dislocality. So
that's it. If we do that with the buildings, it's 45,280 that way. What would the total footage be? 960 plus what?
1920.
That would raise this
porch $620 for the porch. Porch with roof.
That would raise that another $123,840.
Where were you at to
which would put us at $609,120.
Josh was at $525,800.
Yeah. I would leave it at that.
I mean, that's a good price if that's the difference between those two.
Was it what?
$525,800 is where the original value that Josh put on it, right?
Here's the next thing, though. Do we need to call Casey? If they told him that it was going to be a price.
We overruled it. So he wants $411,680, and Lloyd lowered it to $377,790.
That was the recommended.
That's what
we
don't have to take recommended, though, either.
Correct. Too much to Patty's dismay at times.
Well, that's right.
Just know, I haven't taken you guys to Turk at all, but there's 2 years left.
It's because we are winners.
Who would represent you and who would represent me? I get to pick my representation.
We get to hire him or not pay your representation. The
sorry.
If we go at the that doesn't mean anything.
525,800. Divide that by the square foot.
Oh, hold on. If we go 377,790 minus the property. Minus the outbuilding. Lloyd valued that building at $75,870.
You valued it at $74,028.
Okay. So $74,028. And what size building is that?
And I beat him.
But what by what approximately? Just rough numbers. 40 by 60.
72 by
40.
So you're right at your material price or below is what he valued the building at, not counting the floor.
I would go with either Josh's recommendation.
I don't think Lloyd understood what was there, is my opinion.
I think it was a bad day. Sorry.
Not what?
A bad day.
I mean, he's around lumber price without a floor, plumbing, finishes, anything.
And there's just a lot that's changing with all these new kinds of buildings.
That hasn't changed.
Barnuminiums and stuff, though, I mean, that's changed.
We got to have pricing.
That building cost more than that 10 years ago, Patty.
What?
Than $75,000.
Well, the building might have been there 10 years, but he didn't
know. No, I'm talking.
No, I mean, the building itself to put up 10 years ago cost more than that.
Yeah, that's where you
could change. I don't think it's been there 10 years.
No, I mean, just hypothetically. Without a floor or anything, it would have cost that or more to build it 10 years ago. So you want to go in at 525.8?
Yep.
Okay, so when Jennifer called the lumberyard, it was that we went to 451.918 because he said $75 a square foot, right? To finish. And that was coming from Wes or the mines guy.
But is that a floor and stuff too? And all
that? Or is that lumber package?
That was just to finish a pole shed. Was roughly $78 a square foot.
If there's already a floor?
I'm assuming, yes.
Well, your floor is a third of it now, so.
And he's at 411. He asked for 411, so 451. I don't know. What do you think?
Eddie. What is
do
that,
you have an opinion, Josh?
25.8. Well, regardless of what you'd like to do, I would ask a motion to amend.
I want to know what it is.
The changed property list. Parcel number 001612.
So we would move him really to the no change list, right?
No, because this was no change.
Well, this is what was recommended.
Well, that's changed. That's recommended, yeah. So he would have to be on the change list still.
Yeah, just a different change.
But it'd be parcel 001612000. Leonard's, Casey, Jay.
You're okay with your.
Ask for a motion for whatever original amendment to that. The board would like.
Motion to approve.
Wait a second. You can't motion that without a dollar.
Motion give a dollar amount.
Has he been notified of this yet?
No.
He has no idea what.
I didn't know how to handle it real well. I mean, I didn't want to get into. My appraiser valued it at a higher amount, and we had talked to him about it. He knows we weren't happy with the value.
But do we know if Lloyd called him and told him it was going to be that?
He did.
So it's going to be lowered.
So he has the right to probably come back in.
If he'd want to come back in and protest.
Can I send a board notice out putting a new value on?
Well, you're the assessor.
Say this. I know, and I have it in the computer that says through the board.
Do you have enough time to notify him and allow him to come back in just 2 weeks?
I can even call him and say that the board didn't go with Lloyd's recommendation.
We went with the assessors instead.
Yeah. If he wants to talk, he can talk on the 24th.
Are we required to give him a number of days?
You guys have been emailing now.
He should have the right to come into the next hearing and be.
I would ask for a motion to strike 001612000 Leonard's Casey J from today's change list. Put him on the change list for the 24th of July.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
At what value?
To strike it today and put it back on the.
Later.
And let him come in.
He can possibly come in and talk to the assessor's office prior to that meeting, even.
Okay. Second.
Second by Swavely. Any discussion?
We'll talk about him.
Please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries.
Sounds fair to me.
Anything else for equalization? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 2:09.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Swavely. Please vote.
Guess that.
43 people here.
Six in favor.
Patty,
five in favor. Motion carries.
I went to the.
There's supposed to be 43 people here.
No. Turn at 2:08 or 2:09.
Schools that they're going.